Om Shanti. 24th November 2018, Saturday. Blessing is, may you be a master, almighty authority, and constantly maintain your elevated honor, Shan, and finish all the troubles, Pareshani, of others. Always keep this blessing in your awareness. I am a master, almighty authority, who maintains my elevated honor and who finishes all the troubles of others too. I am not weak. I am seated on the seat of my elevated honor. Those who are seated on the immortal throne, on the Father's heart throne, and who maintain their elevated honor, can never become distressed, even in their dreams. No matter how much someone may try to distress you, you will always maintain your elevated honor. So Baba is saying, just keep one blessing, one Vardhan in your awareness, and that is, I am Master Almighty Authority, and who maintains His elevated honor. And by maintaining this honor, Shan, you can finish all the Pareshani or troubles of others too. So, to remain situated in this elevated honor. What is that elevated honor? To remain situated in elevated honor means what? Baba uses the word Shan. To remain seated in this elevated honor means what? That is the question. And it means, it can mean various things. Elevated honor means, first of all, self-respect. To remain situated in elevated honor means self-respect, Soman. I remain seated in my Soman, in my self-respect stage, in my stage of self-esteem. To remain seated on the seat of elevated honor means to maintain original nature, original Swaroop, your original form. Shan means original form. Shan means Soman. To remain situated in that Shan means I remain beyond Upram. Nothing, anything which is below cannot affect me. I remain beyond. So, Shan means to remain beyond or Upram. Then, Shan means the one who remains undisturbed, uninfluenced, unaffected. That is to remain situated in Shan, undisturbed and uninfluenced. Nothing affects me, nothing disturbs me. I remain slightly above. So, to remain situated in that stage of elevated honor, Baba says it is a very strong stage. In that, you cannot have such thoughts as, I am weak. Here, you yourself are undisturbed, unaffected, and you make others also undisturbed and unaffected. Baba is even saying that you do not get disturbed even in your dreams. You don't get distressed even in your dreams. So that is the stage of being in the elevated honor. So always keep this blessing in your awareness. Which blessing? I am Master Almighty Authority, who maintains my elevated honor. I remain situated in my elevated honor, and nothing affects me. So this is the elevated honor. One more you can add is detached observership, sakshi. These all stages, or even elevated stage is to remain in that elevated consciousness. So shan means to remain in the stage of soman, higher consciousness. Shan means to remain in the stage of original stage, your original sanskar, your original nature. Shan means to remain upram, to remain beyond, to remain slightly above everything. Then shan also means in the stage of detached observership, or it can also mean a very elevated stage, that is to remain situated in the elevated honor. So we have heard all of these things many times. Baba has said there would be upheavals, but you remain undisturbed. Baba has said that whatever may happen, nothing should affect you. Baba said, others, even in today's Sakar Murli, there is one point where Baba said, some children get influenced by others. Some children get influenced by others and they start following them. Some children, it happens. So now, the question is, how to remain undisturbed? How to remain undisturbed? This is a world of disturbance. This is a world of disturbance. But now, what are the ways and what are the means to come to a stage where we remain unperturbed by anything? So what you can say for this? No, tell me, how to remain undisturbed? How to remain free from disturbances, all disturbances? What you can do? Soul consciousness, okay. And what? Many things are there. One thing to understand is, just draw this circle. And this is the center. Whenever any disturbance comes, see this circle, visualize this circle, and feel the disturbance is here at the periphery. Disturbance is at the center, at the periphery. And who and whatever I am this point, the center. I am the center, disturbance is at the periphery. For example, anger. Sudden gush of anger has come. Anger is here, but I am not this. I am here. The nearer you are to the center, lesser the chances of getting disturbed. The farther away you are from the center, more the chances of getting disturbed. Now it depends on this fact, where are you? There are some souls, suppose they are here, they are more calm. There is another soul who is here, they are more disturbed. So it depends on where are you sitting, where are you standing? You are at the center or you are at the periphery? Now one more name for center is soul consciousness. Another name for the periphery is body consciousness. Just as if there is a cyclone or hurricane. Cyclone. Have you ever seen any disturbance at the center? Center is stable. It is the periphery which is moving around and around. It is the periphery which is in the stage of flux disturbance. So whenever you feel you are disturbed, just see that you are somewhere here at the periphery. And now if I want to get rid of disturbance, how fast I go back to my center point, to my original stage, to the point which is within me, and where I am standing, sitting at present, whether it is anger, or it is lust, or it is some desire, a deep sensual desire that suddenly envelops somebody, and he loses his contact with the center, and he acts, and it results in some bad karma, and for which person keeps on repenting and repenting and repenting. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has given example of jailbirds. What they do? They keep on going to jail. They are not concerned about their honor, but they are concerned about their food. So when you keep on repeating some wrong deed, you also become habituated to it. You get habituated to stay on the periphery. And the periphery is full of disturbances. And then you get even adjusted to those disturbances. And life becomes a saga of disturbance. And where you try to make adjustment, compromises, but to no avail. The center point is missing and you go farther and farther away from that point. And that inner conscience is killed. And then there is no more repentance even after some time. Just as a thief who goes to commit some theft for the first time, some burglary. For the first time he feels the pricks of conscience. But after committing that for multiple times, he becomes unafraid. He can go boldly and do all those things. So in the similar manner, here also, all the disturbances are at the periphery. So imagine a huge circle, and wherever I fly into a rage, imagine where I am standing at present in this circle. Now the question still remains, how to remain undisturbed? One is soul consciousness, that is okay. Then, what are the different things Baba has given us to remain undisturbed? Yeah, so drama. The knowledge of drama. Stronghold over this topic. Or rather, I will say, one must master this concept of drama. That in this drama there are various actors and they are carrying their sanskars of many births, and those sanskars are automatic, and those sanskars are propelling them to act in that particular manner, and whatever they are doing, I need not to get involved in it. Every soul whom I come in contact with, see him, if this is a soul, there is one thing which we are taught, have soul conscious vision. But there is one more thing. See each soul as a set of sanskars. When I am interacting with, when A is interacting with B, let A think, I am interacting not just with soul, but I am interacting with set of multiple complicated, intricate sanskars, habits, a bundle of complexes. So these multiple complex sanskars which are within this soul, they need not necessarily satisfy me. They need not necessarily are in conformation with my nature. They are very different. No conformation here. No harmony here. So my first thing is not to remain, get disturbed. And also, as in today's Murli also Baba said, these vices are omnipresent. So every soul whom I am coming in contact with, even this soul has got all those vices within it. And at what moment which vice will come out, I never know. Even that soul is unaware of the vices which are within him, because they are so incognito, so hidden, that even their presence the person gets to know even at that moment. So when I come in contact with any soul, I am not just coming in contact with soul, but I am coming in contact with a set of sanskars, a bunch of sanskar, a bundle of sanskar, a set of habits. And those habits are unbeknown to me. I do not know. So there is going to be conflict. So my aim is to avoid all conflicts. And what vikar or vices are within you and what vices are within me, you can't do anything about those vices which are within me. I can't do anything about the vices which are within you. So this concept makes me or tells me that I have to remain unaffected. So the second point of how to remain undisturbed is to understand this concept of drama very deeply in all its dimension. This is such a wonderful play that has been enacted, where every soul has got different sanskars, different future, different disease, different specialities, different actions, lifestyles, likes, dislikes, attitude, perspectives, emotions, feelings, thoughts, intellect. Everything is so different. So, by looking at that bigger scene, I remain undisturbed. One more thing, when Baba said somewhere that you must know the leaves which are around you. The leaves of this tree with whom you work, with whom you stay. For example, your family, 4 members are there. You must understand their nature. If you want to remain with them and you want to stay undisturbed, you must understand their internal nature. Otherwise, pinning too much expectations upon them will lead to disturbance. So, second thing to remain undisturbed is drama. Then, third, karmic account. Karmic account. This is a wonderful play where karmic accounts are getting settled. And we do not know what we have done in the past, in the previous births. So new karmic accounts we get to see every now and then. To keep the aim that I do not want to create any new account anymore. I want to neutralize all the accounts which have been created till now. And any reaction from my side, any attitude of revenge from my side, might lead to creation of further new karmic account. Already the soul is in bondage. I don't want to create further bondages. Already the soul's feet are encaged. I don't want any more fetters on my legs. So understand karmic account, and one can remain undisturbed. What else? Fourth. Yeah, you can even think that this difficulty, these problems, these challenges, these are the test papers of life. So these are papers, and papers come to make me strong. And papers come so that I can get the degree. Degree of Baba says Vigna Vinashak, of destroyer of obstacle. Just imagine, Baba is distributing certificate. The name of the certificate is destroyer of obstacles. if a person comes in front of Baba who has never undergone any disturbance, any obstacles in his life, will Baba give him that certificate? No. Storms, those who have crossed the storms, for them the storms will become gift. So those certificates, this is the university of hard knocks, life, hard kicks. So you need certificates. So you get certificate. After crossing every paper, you are stronger than you were before. After crossing every disturbance, you are no more the same personality. Now you know something more. Even though you are defeated in the right cause, it is better to have success in right wrong cause. To get defeated in wrong right cause, it's better even to get victory in wrong cause. So all the papers, all the things that is happening to me, it's better that I consider them as paper. One brother was saying yesterday that I feel that let others come and disturb me, at least my accounts would get settled as early as possible. I want that people should come and disturb me so that my accounts are cleared as early as possible, because I don't want to keep more accounts here. There's one English author who says, please bring me bad news. Good news weakens me. Bring me bad news. Good news, they weaken me. So I don't want good news. I want bad news. So it is the consider things as paper. Then you remain undisturbed. A new paper every day. Every hour sometime. And from new people. And every paper is so challenging and every paper is so different. Huh? Unannounced, uninvited, ununderstood sometimes. So, paper. Then what else? How to remain undisturbed? Okay, to know the three aspects of time. Staying in that stage of Trikaldarshi. Then something, as we said, detached observership. Sit above and see things as they are. Being an onlooker, a spectator. Darshak. Be a darshak, be an onlooker, be a spectator, a mute spectator. And imagine, this is the screen and I see my whole day. Become an observer. One more imagination is that mind is a tree and thoughts are birds. Thoughts are birds. I see this tree and thoughts are coming and thoughts are going and I don't do anything. I remain alone. The third imagination is mind is a lake and with ripples. Just see, a stone, a pebble is thrown and some ripples are created and after some time it is calm, limpid, undisturbed, unruffled. So seeing mind as lake. And then third thing is, you are standing on the road here. People are coming and people are going. Watch them. Don't do anything. Vehicles are coming and vehicles are going. But I just see them. Totally undisturbed. This is the stage of detached observership. And you have to do small experiments of detached observership. Sakshi Bhav. Throughout the day. Though detached observership is a very elevated stage. Or rather the last stage of Brahmin life. But one must practice this Sakshi Bhav throughout the day and create small experiments of Sakshi where you try to see things as observer. You are sitting in the class, you are listening something, just see as a Sakshi. In Ramayana, when Shri Ram goes to that Vashishtha, sage Vashishtha ashram in his childhood, and he asks Vashishtha, tell us what is detached observership. So Vashishtha tells him, come here. And he calls Rama. And Rama sits there. And he takes on subtle body, both of them. And they move away. Both of them. And sitting above, in with their subtle body, the Vashishtha says, look at that old man, that Vashishtha who is sitting down. He thinks he is so clever. He thinks he is so gyani and he is teaching those people. Look at them. So this is to see everything as things are. So they both sit above and they see things. Okay, this is Vashishth. He thinks he is so clever. So arrogant. So Vashishth tells that Rama like that. So detached observership. See the things as lake, ripples, mind. See the mind as this, or your whole routine, daily routine, from morn till evening. See lifestyle, Amrit Vela as Sakshi, then Murli as Sakshi, then eating, that interaction, then Seva, and everything that is happening. See everything as a detached observer for some time. So staying detached observer is a way to remain undisturbed. What else? One more is Upram. Upram means above. First practice with gross experiments. Go to the terrace and see things. Go to the mountain, sit there and see how you feel looking down. For example, there is Naki Lake. So go on the mountain and sit there and see everything which is below. First try with the gross. Gross. Go on the terrace or go on the tower. Or go on the top and from the top see how you see things. Now start seeing the same thing in mind. Go on a very elevated stage, sit there and then start seeing. This is Upram. So when you go up, disturbances are less. More disturbances are at a lower stage. What else? So that is Upram. What else? How to remain undisturbed? This is known as, there is one thing is suppression, another is expression, and the what we discussed is witnessing. These are the three things they describe in psychology. One is suppress the desires, but then desire will pop up again. Another is express the desire, but then it can become turned into an addiction. Most important thing is witness. If any desire arises, any remembrance of the past, witness it. Don't be in a hurry and jump. And become one. Witness it. So this witnessing, this detached observership is very important. One more thing to remain undisturbed is known as psychodrama. What is psychodrama? Psychodrama. Anybody? Psychodrama. These were the experiments which people conduct in groups. And there was Armenian philosopher or thinker George Gurdjieff. He had a small school of his, small school he opened, and he had some students. So they used to do a lot of experiments there. For example, if there is a group of 10 people and suddenly one person enters, so you make that person angry deliberately by insulting him. And then see how he, what happens to him. Create a drama. If suppose there is something which disturbs you too much, enact that in a group. And you will see that person is getting angry. And that person should show that I am getting angry. He should not get angry. He has to act that I am getting angry. But actually, the insult is so powerful that he actually gets angry. Because that hits him somewhere within. So, you know, this is something known as psychodrama. So they create psychodramas. And by doing that repeatedly, they get rid of disturbance. Because if suppose, I don't like anybody to comment on my hair. I'm very sensitive, okay? If somebody say, your hair is not good, I feel angry and I feel he is my enemy. Because how dare he comment on my hair? Just an example. Or for suppose my face or my eyes or my way of talking. If somebody says something, I get disturbed. Now in that we create a drama where you are told that you have not to remain, get disturbed. Let them say anything. Okay, so you enter into that space and those all around you, they keep on poking and disturbing you again and again. And earlier you try to show that you are getting angry, but actually you get angry. And then you get, exactly, anger comes and then you, drama stops. Stop, stop now. Now come and sit together. And now sit and think, what happened? Why I got disturbed? Why I got angry? So they create a drama like this. In my childhood, when I was outside, once I was traveling, I had seen one movie long back whilst traveling in some luxury bus. So in that movie, the name of the movie was Maine Gandhi Ko Nahi Mara, I Have Not Killed Mahatma Gandhi. There is an old man there, okay, and he is a professor of Hindi, and that man starts getting senile, mad inside, dementia. And once they are drinking tea, and that tree is kept on the copy is kept on the newspaper, and that newspaper has got picture of Mahatma Gandhi, and suddenly he get obsessed and he feels, I have killed Mahatma Gandhi, it's because of me Mahatma Gandhi is killed. His daughter is amazed. He says, no, you have not killed, but it gets so much within him that I have killed Mahatma Gandhi, and he fears. And he says, oh God, punish me because I have killed Mahatma Gandhi. And then they do. And then his daughter and the friend, they go to his house of her father to find out what is the cause. And they find out that in the childhood, when this father, this old man was child, they used to play that pistol and colored pistol in Holi. And once... And they had put red color in that, and there was one newspaper there, and he shoots his that pistol, and that red color goes and hits that newspaper. And the father of that child comes and says, behind the newspaper is the picture of Mahatma Gandhi. And that father says to that child, you have killed Gandhi. And from that point of time, that child feels that I have killed Mahatma Gandhi. Whole life he was okay, now in the old age that emerges. And he is suffering from guilt consciousness. I have killed Mahatma Gandhi, I have killed. It is because of my bullet. Actually the bullet was containing water, red water. But he feels now it is in its red, it was real bullet. And he has that pistol also, he says. So now what they do, they create a psychodrama. His daughter, her friend, and they create a... false coat, and they call him, yes, you have killed Mahatma Gandhi. Okay, they create a coat and they get some witnesses, but the witness says Mahatma Gandhi was killed by this pistol, and the pistol which you are having, that is not the one which killed Mahatma Gandhi. So he is proven that he is not guilty by creating a psychodrama, a false coat, a false judge, false lawyers, and they all prove. Because he is not listening. He thinks I have killed. But they prove by creating a psychodrama that you have not killed. But then there is a twist in that film. The last scene where the actors, that man, that old man, Anupam Kher, he says, I have not killed, but he is getting killed everywhere. So, that was the last twist. So, you create a psychodrama. This is a group therapy. This is given in psychiatry, where if suppose you are sensitive at some point, that point is made generalized. And it becomes a plaything for you. Then you don't get disturbed anymore. So, these are some of the points not to get disturbed. So, we saw, Baba said, remain in your elevated shan, in your elevated honor, which means... Soman, which means elevated stage, which means original stage, which means Uparam, which means Sakshi, which means undisturbed, unrattled. And these are some of the things you do to remain undisturbed. The first thing we saw was a circle where there is a center and periphery. Periphery is body consciousness, center is soul consciousness. The more you move away from center, you are disturbed. The more you come towards center, you are less disturbed. So first is soul consciousness, second is drama, third is karmic account, fourth is your elevated stage, or fifth is your upram stage, detached observership, and one more thing is psychodrama. So these are some of the stages to remain undisturbed. Om Shanti.